Science's quest for knowledge truly knows no bounds, nor boundaries, one could say. Just ask the Western chicken turtle. You know, actually, on second thought, wait, okay? At least wait until he's done with that vibrator. Perhaps I should explain that. Back in 2014, a herpetologist at Missouri State University was struggling with an age-old turtle problem. See, it's hard to tell the turtle girls from the turtle boys. It seems that they keep their telltale bits tightly inside a well-defended orifice called a cloaca. And while it's possible to poke a camera into a cloaca, it's not very nice to do that. So instead of probing into the turtles, our scientist friend wondered if he could coax some of them out of their shells, so to speak. It had been tried before. Now, some brave soul had discovered that if you bounce snapping turtles up and down, the males will eventually pop their business out, and the male Cotinga River toad heat turtle tends to respond when his little limbs are restrained. And so the light bulb on our scientist's bedside table went off, and he and his team headed into the swamps of Oklahoma with a stack of $10 vibrators. And sure enough, the experiment worked. To quote the paper that has now been published, quote, "It was really just a matter of moving the vibrator around and trying different techniques," unquote. And over time, they found that the most effective approach involved, quote, "moving the vibrator in slow, small circles on the abdominal and pectoral plates." No surprise there. But before anything or anyone goes grabbing their own pleasure object in preparation for a wetland stroll, scientists are asking the public to leave the turtle stimulation to the pros. And if you are curious, really curious, just find out more by looking up the paper. It is in the latest issue of Acta Herpetologica, and it is called, quote, "Good Vibrations, a Novel Method for Sexing Turtles."